You're listening to Swimming World Radio. I'm your host, Brent Rutemeller, and today we're talking with Stanford University freshman Elaine Breeden. Elaine had lifetime best in the 100 and 200 butterfly last weekend when Stanford took down number 3 California to finish off a undefeated season for Stanford. Thank you for joining us today, Elaine.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we've been watching you as a freshman year and followed you also when you were swimming with John Brocato at Wildcat Swimming in Lexington, Kentucky. What's the big change when you come from the club setting to the university setting like Stanford?
Wow, it's been a huge turnaround. I love training under John Brocato. He was a great coach, and we had a really good relationship. But there's really no comparison between high school and college swimming, just because in high school it was a really individual sport, and the pool hours weren't great, so I was getting up at like 4:45 in the morning, and I was just a lot busier with schoolwork and stuff. So, and now that I'm in college, I have weight trainers, and I have access to therapists and massage therapists and all kinds of stuff. So I'm in a lot better shape now, and I've got a great team for support and great coaching staff. So,
well,
it's been a really good experience.
It looks like your season's coming together. I mean, you already had posted the fastest time in the nation, the 200 butterfly, with a 153.23 last weekend. Did you think you were going that fast?
I had no idea. This season, my butterflies just felt really smooth and easy, and every time I've gone into a race, I've just wanted to focus on feeling good and racing the people around me and really taking advantage of the competitors. Last weekend was the perfect chance for that because I had Dana Vollmer next to me, and yeah, I couldn't ask for better competition. So, I mean, I guess last weekend I was really just focusing on swimming fast and racing the people that I had around me, and I had no idea that I was going that fast. When I actually looked up on the wall or looked up on the scoreboard, I thought it said a 158 because of the angle instead of 153. And I was like, well, I thought I was feeling a little better than that, but I was surprised when I got over to my coaches.
Oh, how exciting. Well, racing Dana Vollmer, but, if we would have put Shelley Ripple in that race next to you, she holds, the record for Stanford, and you almost took down that record.
Yeah, I mean, you can always look back on races and say, oh, gosh, 3/100ths of a second? I mean, that's nothing. I don't know how they even measure that. But if I had Shelley next to me, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I would have been able to go that much faster. It would have been a pretty exciting race, though, I'm sure.
But to put it in perspective for our listeners, not only did you almost take Shelley's record, you posted the second fastest time in the 100 fly this season and almost took down Missy Hyman's record in the 100 fly.
Yeah, I was actually most excited about the 100 fly race that weekend because that's one of Dana Vollmer's premier events, and I knew that was going to be a really close one. So I was really focused on that and actually, a little bit nervous going into it. So I think the nervous energy really helped, give me the extra speed that I needed, and that was actually, I dropped a full second for my best time in that race, so I was excited.
In season, best times, now you got conference coming up, and then the NC2As, not shaved, not rested, what's going to happen?
It's tough to say. I'm just so excited to be there with my team, and I just, hope that I can swim fast for them and score as many points as possible, but I've been feeling great so far this season, and I look forward to seeing what I'm able to do once I'm tapered because, I've never lifted weights before, and taper's going to make a much bigger difference than it ever has in the past. So,
Elaine, how's the taper going to work for you? I mean, are you already backing down weights? What's your training schedule? Where's your yardage right now? What's the plan?
Well, we started tapering actually probably last week, and we rested a little bit for the Cal meet, and then we slowly built back up gradually, but we've really cut down on weights, and we've actually been doing quite a bit of yoga since we've come back after Christmas training. And right now we're really cutting down on yardage, and we're having fewer morning practices and stuff like that. So we're gearing up for Pac-10s right now. And then after that, I'm not really sure. I guess we've just got to maintain our strength and get excited for NCAAs.
Well, first time through as a freshman, I'm sure you just, like, everything's exciting for you.
Absolutely. Yeah. I have no idea what to expect, but I'm very excited about it because I've heard it's one of the meets with the most energy on the pool deck, and I can't wait to feed off of that and see how everyone does.
Now, Elaine, when you look beyond Stanford, at least this summer, will you stay at Stanford or will you go back to Lexington and train?
I'm planning on doing the majority of my training this summer out here just because the coaches and the other swimmers out here, it's been going really well so far, and I think that, you know, I've had a lot of fun training with these girls out here. But I'm also leaving for the World University Games towards the end of the summer, but I'm going to be spending a lot of time, you know, internationally. So
to represent the United States at the World University Games, it's got to be just a small mini step towards Beijing in 2008. I mean, are you looking at this as a season by season game plan, or do you have a 2-year game plan? Have you thought about it much?
Well, I have been thinking about it a lot, but you know, right now I'm just trying to focus on one meet at a time, one season at a time, and I mean, the Olympics, that is one of my biggest goals, and I can't wait till 2008 rolls around. But before that summer, I've got a lot of work to do, so right now I'm just trying to focus on taking each workout and each day at a time, and you know, doing everything that I can to be in peak shape for the 2008 games.
Yeah. Elaine, let's just dive into your training and your race strategy right now. When you swim the 200 fly, what are you looking to do? Do you break the race down into 50s? Do you break it into the front 100 versus the back 100? Do you feel that you are stronger towards the back half? Do you have different breathing patterns? I mean, let's just kind of break it down a little bit here.
Well, when I was in high school, I used to really break it down by 50s, and I'd have my stroke count memorized, and you know, I was pretty intense about knowing everything about my race. But I've changed my stroke around since then, and now I really just focus on the way that the stroke feels and kind of harnessing my energy towards the beginning of the race so that I kind of just gradually build up and then, you know, sprint the finish. So, I mean, in the last couple of races I've had, I've been pretty close to even splitting my 200 fly. And, you know, I felt great towards the end. And I guess a goal in my championship meets is to make sure that I'm really worn out by the last 50, because so far I finished the race, and I feel like I've got more in me.
Elaine, when you swim the 100 fly, are you looking at this as a pure sprint, you know, just all out from start to finish, or do you have a little bit of strategy in it?
Oh, there's definitely some strategy involved, and a lot of the way that I swim my race is on my competitors. Usually for the 100, I try and hold back a little bit on the legs and just kind of take my energy and my emotions to kind of take me through the first 25, and then I start to build up, and I guess when I have a little bit under a 75 to go, it's pretty much an all-out sprint from there. But as far as the first 25, I really try not to overuse my legs.
And do you have a breathing pattern or a number of breaths on the first 25, second, third? Are you breathing one up, one down, every two?
No, I don't really think about it that much. I breathe when I need air, and I put my head down when I want to race really hard. So I'm not usually sure how that works out, but I also try not to breathe in and out of my walls. So I guess that's the only time I'm really conscious of it.
Okay. Now let's carry that over into the 200. Now that your 100 flat star is a 51.7, do you kind of look at that as being not a goal, but how are you looking to get out your first 100 and the 200, knowing that you have that speed in a flat 100?
Well, I approach the races pretty differently. I think for the 200, it's really important that I stay relaxed and really controlled for at least the first 75. And I have to bank on the fact that, you know, I know I can finish strong, and I've always been a back half swimmer, especially for the 200 fly. And as long as I know that I can finish strong, then I just need to kind of experiment with taking it out faster and figure out where the balance is. So,
well, I think our listeners will like hearing that. Let's get to Stanford University. Have you decided on what your studies will be or a major at this point?
Actually, I really have no idea at this point. Going into college, I always loved studying history. I liked ancient history a lot, but you know, now that I've been taking a bunch of different types of classes, I've found so many different things that I'm interested in. I have no idea what I want to do.
Well, it sounds like you're part of a great experience right now with the undefeated season of the Stanford women's team. And we'd like to congratulate you once again for being named Swimming World Magazine's National Female Swimmer of the Week.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, thanks for joining us, Elaine. And this is Brent Rutemeller for Swimming World Radio, reporting on swimming from around the world. Thank you.
Ooh, I hate it.